listening to episode 10 of Don't Be That Girl, where we are discussing topics related to relationships and dating across our community. And this platform is built to keep the conversation going after this podcast in your city and living rooms across the nation, just to get us talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not just the one that they're attracting. And our topic for today is grown male or grown man. Is there a difference? Well, I absolutely love this topic because the truth of the matter is, ladies, if you have not realized yet, there are men, males, who are walking around this earth that are dating you, marrying you, dating us, marrying us, wearing tailored suits, sounding and looking extremely accomplished, and yet they have not matured into manhood. The signs of this often is insecurity, lack of being able to have consistent income, being controlling, being verbally abusive to women, being promiscuous. If they're married, they are cheaters. Not taking care of their children, right? Not paying child support, often blaming the baby mama or the ex-wife for the reason why they are no longer together. Grown males are not consistent in their communication with you, in their dealings with you, in their relationship. So grown males are actually here. And I will admit, I have totally dated several grown males. I have married grown males. And now at the age of 47, I am learning and have totally come to understand that just because he looks like and has the essence of a grown man, that he absolutely may not be the full package. So I did some research, I did some focus groups, I read books, I listened to other male relationship coaches and doctors and, you know, those, and even in the community who I would admire, right? And said, well, what are the signs, or what does it look like when a person is a grown male versus a grown man? And that's the topic for today. Just to get straight into it, the biggest difference between a grown male and a grown man as far as being able to identify them overall, right? So we'll get to later on, like, what are the questions you can ask yourself? But right now it's like, well, what does a grown man do versus what a grown male does? Because here's the thing, ladies. Grown males, we end up in relationships and we live with them and we marry them because they really mimic grown men. But then we find ourselves at some point in a relationship where we say, he is not the representative that he showed up as, or something will happen later on and you're like, oh my God, I can't even believe they cheat on me, or oh my God, I can't believe that he hit me. Oh my goodness, I can't believe that he's insecure. I don't remember seeing that earlier. So how can we tell early on? That's the question. How can we tell early on? And for those who have grown into manhood, what do they know that others do not? So this is one area, and I will tell you exactly where I got my material from. But there's a gentleman, he's an actor named Dondre Whitfield. And Dondre Whitfield has a book on going from a grown male into manhood. And he, in his also eloquent manner, has explained a huge difference that you can see early on between a grown male and a grown man. And I need to, and I want to share it with my friends, my ladies, my sisters. States that a grown male will walk into a room and look to be served, whereas a grown man will walk into a room with ladies, with you, and look to serve you, not to be serviced. Grown men are looking to take care of a woman, to protect the woman, to serve the woman, to provide for a woman. A grown male, on the other hand, will put himself first. The crazy part is that it looks different with different men, and sometimes they can disguise their needing to be serviced and, you know, their je ne sais quoi manner and how they may be so flirtatious, or they'll take you on fabulous, very extravagant dates or vacations, and you're assuming, oh, this man really, really likes me. But the truth of the matter, it's in all the little things. It's not what the man says. It's in what he does. And when a man is providing for you, really, when we talked about that grown man looking to serve you, protect you, provide, right? Serve you, provide for you. Is he providing the things that you want? So that's where it is. Hey, he may like the lavish dinner himself, or he may post it on social media, and that's the whole point of why he's doing it, because he wants to make himself look good. Or is it that he caters to you because then he may want you to reciprocate? That is still grown male traits. A grown man will do for you without looking for any level of reciprocity, because he understands that that's why God put him on this earth, to take care of, to protect, to serve his woman, and if he has children, his children as well. Deep, isn't it? It is incredible when you look at how this happens, and you may ask yourself, well, with so many challenges that we're seeing in the 21st century with dating, it sounds like there are several grown males walking around this earth between the ages of 18 and, I'm gonna tell you, 65. And yet the question is, well, how, why, what is that all about? Because you could be dating them for a while and not pick up on these things if you're not looking for them. And that's why, ladies, I'm like, we're going to share this information and talk about it today, because we have to be looking for the moment he approaches you. Be able to identify a grown male versus a grown man, and only engage with grown men versus grown males. Oftentimes, what we do not talk about, and we really ought to talk about in our community, in our conversations, when we're together, is about childhood trauma, generational trauma, and the mental health care that we need to be able to heal and grow past certain places in our lives. Unfortunately, we live in a society where, especially if you are a minority and you've come up in certain areas, there's more opportunity for you to endure some level of trauma. And women are not the only ones. We do know with women, one out of every four females have been molested or raped, which is very high numbers that we're talking here. Okay, we're talking 25%. You in a room with your girlfriends, and it's eight of y'all, at least two of you have some story. But here's the thing, men also have trauma. We don't always hear and know about it as women, because the man's ego and the way that this world is constructed is built so that the man is not really sharing a lot about who he is, what he's gone through. We're not creating safe spaces that he feels safe enough and comfortable enough to share with you, hey, when I was 8 years old, I was molested. Or when they were 15 years old, then some 25-year-old woman took advantage of them, which a lot of men don't even realize. I'm sorry, that's rape. It's statutory rape. It is. These boys, there are several, especially African American, when they lose their virginity, it's with these women. It was with the babysitter, you know, it was with their mom's girlfriend. This is not healthy. These things are not healthy. Then you have the boys who have the fathers who are promiscuous. And like in my instance, my ex-husband was actually being taken along on the joyrides to visit the side pieces. So now he's traumatized, and in his mind, okay, loving a woman means I can love my wife, right? I can have a wife, I can have children, But that means that I can still have this extramarital affair over here. I can still lust after other women. I can still pursue other women. But that does not, he was able to compartmentalize, like, that ain't got nothing to do with our marriage. Why are you tripping? This is trauma. Yolanda Van Sant once said in her, one of her books, and I can't think of the name of the book, in the meantime, that often when we have childhood trauma, we are stuck at that age and we are arrested in our development and we never continue to grow to full maturity. And with a man, when they have trauma, if you ever date a guy and you're like, God, he acts like a teenager, more than likely that man has trauma. He's extremely promiscuous. That boy has childhood trauma. And what happened was their development was arrested at that point and they stopped matriculating into manhood. And yet they go to school and they finish school. They go to college and they get these degrees. And they go to Joseph A. Banks or to Barney's and they buy these wonderful suits and they're tailored and they look the part. They sound the part. They get these careers. They have these high-powered jobs. They go out on a date with you or take you on vacation. They're able to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. They have own houses. And you think to yourself, I have hit the jackpot with this one. He is fine. He got his career together. He looked good. He's intelligent, right? We can hold an intelligent conversation. And then somewhere down the line, 6 months in, 2 years in, ciao. You are like, once y'all really get into a relationship, you're like, I married a child. He's insecure. You know, he has little child fits or he's controlling. He don't want me to go out with my girlfriends anymore. When we met, that's what I was doing. These are pieces to the difference between a grown male and a grown man. And ladies, it so much doesn't fall on the man as it does fall on the heel. And I'm so happy that we're in a space today where I feel that more African-American men are seeing that they need to talk, right? They need to talk to each other. They need a therapist. They need to talk it out. They need to vent because they live in a world that's not built for the black man. It's just not, especially in the United States. It's not built for them. So they're holding a lot of this anger, resentment, and sometimes they're just scared or angry and mad. They're holding it in because the world puts so much pressure on them to be the man, to look confident, to be able to do all these things, to be able to provide. And yet they never dealt with the little boy on the inside who just simply wants to be hugged and told that he is okay just the way he is and that it's okay to be scared. It's okay to cry. It's okay to not know which way to go and to ask for help. They weren't raised like this. Instead, we're just rolling through life, checking off boxes. And now you know the next thing you should do is have a woman, not to mention you're very attracted to women. And we end up in the cycle of being with a man that looks like a man, but actually is a grown male. Ladies, this is serious and it's not going to be able to be solved for or discussed all in just one podcast. I really, really love this subject. And if you have the opportunity to purchase Dondre Whitfield's book, I do encourage you to do so. And if you're not familiar with the actor Dondre, that's now actor / author. It is Dondre, last name Whitfield, Whitfield. His book is amazing. Another book that is very similar on that line, I would say that Dr. John Gray, G-R-A-Y, he also has a book about modern day men and women and the differences and the psychological history that's going on with them and how we need to be aware of these things. If you're going into dating, and now that we have this information, a grown male versus a grown man, the question is, well, how can I at least have a clue as to whether or not he's a grown man or a grown male? So there are many, many pieces to it. But if you go back to that original principle of him being a servant leader to females, a servant leader to women, a servant leader to his wife, just to females in general, right? Whether it's his mother, his sister, his girlfriend, you know, a woman on the job. There are about three questions we can ask ourselves when we see these gentlemen. One is he financially settled, or does he have a clear path on how he's going to get there? Now, I know that this may sound materialistic on the surface, but this is actually not materialistic because there are some that get arrested development and therefore they're not settled. They're not focused. They cannot figure out which direction they're going in. Now, on the other hand, there are some who are extremely driven, like narcissists, and they're extremely successful. So this is not everyone. But there are some that if he is not financially settled, you want to ask yourself when you're with him, is he actively showing he has a clear path to how he's getting there? If you're young and you're between the ages of 18 and 30, and therefore, because they're not always going to have everything laid out by then, okay? These boys are just getting out of college, and more than likely they have huge debt on them, okay? So it's not about you can't have a good man, and it's because he's under the age of 30 and he's not financially settled, but does he have a clear path, and how is he getting there? Is he actively working it out? Because, baby, let me tell you something. Stop listening to everything these men say on these dates. Stop. It's not about what he says. It's about what he does. Let him say it. Listen, actively listen. And then you want to go and see, is he walking the walk? Number two, is he emotionally connected? Can he articulate how he feels without being prompted? What that looks like is that a man can, without extreme emotion as far as raising his voice or having to use a lot of curse words, he's not calling women out of their name. Is he able to share with you, I feel, Mahogany, this is how I feel. Today I feel. When you did X, Y, and Z, it made me feel like. When a man can share how he feels and it's not attacking you or another person, that has a lot to do with whether or not he is emotionally connected. That's someone you can work with, you can talk to, you can build with, you can connect to. And lastly, number three, does he demonstrate servant leader qualities in your relationship and how he treats you? You don't even have to be in a relationship. You can determine that on first conversation you talk to him and on the first date, second. You know, it's not about what he does. It's about, is he doing and providing what you need and what you want? We live in a world today where women are so determined to believe that, oh, either I don't need a man or we're equals, that they forget that the real to really even out the playing field with men and women, because we're not equals. There is no way that men and women are equals. God did not create us as equals, period. But the right order of things in society and in the man's internal workings is that he provides for you. He provides for you. There's nothing wrong with us being partners, but his desire, a true man's desire, is to serve you. So it's not that he's taking you on these great vacations, not that he's taking you to great restaurants, it's not that he bought you this great house. The question is, whether it's in small things or in big things, is he listening, actively listening, and then providing what you want? Now, the other part of that is, are you telling him? But because men are not that observant, but once you've said it, is he making note of it and doing it? So the three again, is he financially settled or on a clear path that he's showing that he's financially settled? Is he emotionally connected? Number two, can he articulate how he feels to you? And number three, does he show servant-like qualities by providing you what you, ma'am, you want, you need? Do you feel safe? Do you feel protected? Well, I tell you, this subject right here, I could talk forever, but I'm not going to, because I really want to hear what my listeners have to say. Please find us on Instagram at mahoganymore_. Mahogany_. Okay, on Instagram, and please find us on Facebook at Mahogany More. Tell a friend, tell a family member this week. follow me, and let's keep this conversation going, because, baby, we've got some many grown males, but we gonna find that grown man for you. All right. Tune in next week. Until then, be good, my people.